I am going to share the daily word with you. Those of you who are here, and I'm sure in our audience also know that the daily word is our daily scriptural and inspirational meditation booklet. So the word for today is dominion. I claim dominion and direct the course of my life. While I may not be able to control what happens in my life, I'm always free to determine how I will respond. Through my divine faculty of dominion, I decide what to think, what to say, and how to act. If a thought of fear or powerlessness arises, I remember all the wisdom, understanding, and strength of God that are within me. Whether I'm organizing my day or moving forward after making a life-altering decision, the principle of dominion is always mine to claim. Knowing this, I move through life with quiet confidence. I am secure in myself and in the knowledge that I am a divine being. I claim dominion and feel my life expand into a field of limitless possibility and potential. And from Psalms 8:6, we read, "You have given them dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under their feet." I claim dominion and direct the course of my life. So now, in a minute, we're going to move into meditation. I just want to say a couple of words about how I arrived at this topic for meditation, and it ties in with our speaker, Dr. Martha Creek. So I think I'm going to go ahead and introduce her now so I don't interrupt the flow of that process then as we later move into our video. Speaking of not maybe wanting to recognize how many birthdays have gone by, I was going to say that I've been in Unity more than 30 years, and Martha Creek has always been around during that time in my awareness. So maybe neither Martha nor I would want to recognize how many years that really is, but she is very widely known in New Thought. Martha's trainings approach deep inner work as an adventure with a sense of curiosity and wonder. A master of the art of right questioning, she calls forth the most stubborn and self-defeating patterns to create a new way of being, literally. She was ordained in religious science and divine science. Martha has served as Great Lakes Unity consultant and is a member of the Unity Institute faculty. She's attended Emerson Theological Seminary, both for master's and doctorate work, the Byron Katie School for the work, one of my absolute favorites, and the Hoffman Institute. She's a healthy congregations facilitator and trainer. And I did preview the video yesterday as I was thinking about the service, and what she's going to be speaking about is our wonderful concept of divine order and what happens when that doesn't exactly pan out like we thought. It made me think of what Barbara Jung told us one Sunday. She says, you know, one door closes and another one opens. But in the meantime, all heck breaks loose in the hallway. And so Martha's going to be talking about what all heck breaks loose in that hallway as we're moving from one state of being to the other. And it made me think about a teacher I had been reading on online who was talking about, someone had questioned her about, could she address good and evil? Well, you know, I've probably been around Unity a little too long to really use the word evil. I prefer right and wrong, because, of course, I know what's right and that's good, and what's wrong shouldn't be. So I'm just updating my language a little bit, but it's probably all the same. You know, Terry and I watch a lot of streaming, especially since the pandemic started, and there are all these historical dramas in which evil is running rampant. And actually, to be frank, a lot of it is right at the door of the church, who's persecuting people and saying what's good and what's evil. So we're still in the right place to be considering all of this stuff, I guess. Okay. So I guess before I ring the singing bowl, I'm just going to introduce my question that was in my mind and in this woman's mind whom I was reading. she was saying, are we really expected to be unmoved by these things that we see, which we consider harmful or dangerous or evil? You know, are we so spiritually evolved that we can just float on by that? Well, perhaps some of you are, but I'm not. And so that's why I really put myself out there for these talks, because it's really something that I want to be learning for me, truth be told. So anyway, I'm going to ask you to center into the level of your heart as I go up and play the singing bowl, because this energetic vibration drops us into our heart where we're going to consider some deeper truths, hopefully. So let me get up here. I'd like for you to start by considering this idea. Probably everybody in the room has either played a computer or video game, or has certainly seen somebody else doing so. Some of the generation that is most into this is not necessarily represented in this room right now, because they are the kids that are Matt and Courtney's age. But I do know enough about that when you play one of these games, you choose an avatar. There is an avatar provided, or you choose one for yourself that represents you in that game. And I will say that some people take these things very seriously. I've seen some people become quite heated and quite excited by being in the game and really forgetting that it's a game, it seems. So let's extend this analogy a little bit and say that we have chosen to come to Earth to play this Earth game, this game on this planet. So I guess you might say that we become our own avatar. We are the actor and the doer of the game. And it seems, of course, very real to us, as it should. Christian Sundberg had said that if it's not that real to us, we would all just wanting to be going back home all the time. So we need to. We do immerse ourselves in the reality of this earth plane game. So in doing that, sometimes it seems really hard for me personally to remember that it's only a game, because I take these things very seriously at times. Especially if something threatens to cause harm to me or to threaten my well-being, either ourselves or to the people that we love. And I would add here animals and nature, because I tend to be very tender-hearted about those things. And so if some threat comes along that seems to threaten these things, I, you know, become kind of hot under the collar sometimes. And a lot of you, if you're either a parent of a child, a human child, or a fur baby, I think that you know that there's an instinct which arises to protect them. So let's think about just for a minute about what we've called evil in the past. And a perspective which fits for me as a spiritual student, because I've said I don't know that I use the word evil consciously, but there are actions which we have judged as harmful, mean, hurtful, or even threatening to us. But as we look at this, we recognize that when we have been the one perpetuating these actions, or when we are seeing other people acting in that way toward us, we can really think about this arising from fear. Many actions that we see as evil or threatening are done because we or other people are operating out of our ego self, not out of a consciousness of our higher or eternal self. So, those who act with harm in mind cannot truly love their own eternal self. And I will say that, you know, often we react, I react at least, by fighting fire with fire. My ego steps right in there and away I go. But then I was thinking about the teachings of Eckhart Tolle, who suggests, or I suggest in his place also, that your true, authentic self exists only in this current moment. The self's history and future are illusions, so they cannot really be threatened. But let's get back to the daily nitty-gritty of when we do feel threatened. Some things seem to offer threats to our physical security, our ability to live life safely and free from threat, the ability to live in homes and communities as we choose, to pursue our work or our career as we wish, and other issues which deal with creating safety and stability. Because we do know we do need some stability in order to live this life here that we've chosen on Earth. We have to have things calm enough to continue with the things that really bring other meaning to our lives. So, the woman I was reading suggests that it's good to accept and recognize behavior which does not fit who we are or what we need, but, and this is the big but, we don't have to judge it. And that is the really, for me, lifelong challenge. You know, I'm very quick to label, I believe, often, not often, but sometimes, wrong and right. So the question is, that she was raising, how can we hold two things at one time that appear to be opposites? How can we believe and trust in a living source, a loving source, while we work to process these things in the outer world that I've just been talking about? Because she was saying, are we able to trust that source enough to really pray the prayer, "Thy will be done"? Which some teachers and mystics have really said it's the perfect and only prayer that we need. But boy, that takes a lot of trust sometimes. So, what can you do, what can I do, to reconcile this conundrum? Well, the first thing that came into my mind is that I really need to look at, or we really need to look and see, whether our false ego is stepping in and creating stories. That's always a big one. When you're operating out of your higher self, you remind yourself that so-called evil things that others are doing look more like mistakes, errors coming from a deluded way of thinking about themselves and other people. Maybe it looks like immaturity or ignorance or a lack of understanding that there's another way to live in this realm. But as we are living more and more from our higher selves, we are less fearful, less judgmental, and more loving. Then you are more ready and able to open your heart to the love and help from a loving source, God, Creator, whatever word helps you imagine this and contact this energy. And so she says, whatever you wish to call upon, in whatever form, help and understanding will come to you in whatever way you need it. Now note, that's not always whatever way you want it or expect it, but we may indeed learn to trust that it is what we need. So I came to the idea that thinking about the question of defining and understanding right and wrong or good and evil as being a process that we move through. It's mainly that we change, not the other 9 billion people on the planet, They don't seem to change too readily when I believe that they should, but I can work on changing. Now, for one last thought, what do we do when these awarenesses really seem out of reach? So far, I don't think I've said anything that's probably new to the people in this room or the people online. But sometimes, if we're going through a dark night of the soul or a difficult patch, what can help us keep on moving? And Martha's going to talk some about that too. But I remember, even in my younger days, as I would think about this, I would ask myself, hey, listen, would I be any better off if I didn't believe in a loving and benevolent source? Would I just be better off being an agnostic or worse? And then I would think to myself, no, of course, a thinking person, a smart person, an aware person, even if you can't feel it at the moment, would know and understand that it's helpful, more loving, more kind to live under the wings of that source. What would I benefit from if I held myself at a distance? Well, I wouldn't, of course. Which led me to a final thought, that you can trust yourself. You can trust yourself. If you're in this room or you're listening to me now, I know you can trust yourself to know what comes from the source and what does not come from the source. So you drop into your heart then and are steered by how peaceful, how loving, how self-accepting you feel as you turn your thoughts in a mindful way to your own awareness of the divinity within you. Now I'm going to ask Terry to come up here and hold the prayer box for me as we hold in our hearts the prayers of the people in this box, the needs of loved ones, the concerns that we have for the well-being of the people that we love or don't even know. But we focus our attention on the prayer box and the names and concerns held within it with that awareness that the divinity is at the very core of their being and of our being, at the core of these situations, people, and places which are in need of our love and support. So in that spirit, I invite you to speak aloud the names of any people or situations to whom you'd want to send this love and awareness of that indwelling divinity. Denny and Donovan, Richard and Jolene, Matt and Nikki, Rhonda, Ken, our world leaders who are working to bring peace and understanding to this world. In love and gratitude, we give thanks for the blessings and the loving energy that we send out into the world. That energy that touches hearts where it is needed. So we give thanks for the comfort and the healing available to us all. Amen. Ooh.